Viter in Shas. Remember, Kamatav Kufyarach, picking on top of Kufyar Aleph, second line, last one in line. Next part of the Mishnah said, Nosan es hakesef leho yoriv. Let's say this Ganav goes, and he gives this money to the Mishmar of Yehoyariv, and then he ends up giving the Asham to Yedaya, then he is okay. But let's say they're giving the Asham to Yehoyariv, and the money to Yedaya, they would flip it. Then we said that if the Asham is still around, then Yedaya can go and bring it, but if not, he's got to bring another one. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Nosan Asham li Yehoyariv, if he goes and gives it to Yehoyariv, he gives it to them, the Asham. Bekesef le Yedaya, and the money that he gets to pay up, because he goes to Yedaya, Yachzer Kesef, he's an Asham, then he has to, the money goes back to where the Asham is, meaning Yedaya has to let go of the money to Yoyariv. He's got to let it go. He says that, no, actually the Asham goes to the Kesef, meaning the other way, that Yoyariv has to give the carbon to Yedaya. Wow. Now, Hegi Dami, what are we talking about? They give each thing to each one during their thing, meaning he gives the Asham to Yoyariv during the time that hits Mishmar, and then he gives the money to Yedaya during Yedaya's watch. Then why would you think that, why would you just say that Yedaya has to give the money to Yoyariv? Why would you go backwards? Each one is zocha in their each individual time and place and mishmar and all that jazz. Why would you have to get rid of that? What are we talking about? We're talking about the ganav. He's giving the asham during his thing, but kesavli daya b'mishmar deyoyariv during the mishmaris of yoyariv, and that's why he's to give it to him, right? So both things are messed up here, because we're supposed to give the money first. So he ended up giving, even though it was during the Mishra of Yoyariv, he was giving the Asham first, and that's really a mistake. And then he gave the Kesef to Yedaya, but that was part of the time of Yoyariv. Rabbi Yehuda Asari, he says, Kevin the Lav Mishmeres to Yedaya, it's not his Mishmeres. And therefore, he shouldn't have taken the money. Yedaya Kansinan Le, we give a Kenas to him, and Ilkach Yachzer Kesef, it's the Asham, is to go and follow the Asham. Rabban Atzari, Shalokidinu Ovid B'nei Yoyariv, the Kiblu Asham Mikmei the Kesef. Yoyariv didn't do the right thing. They accepted it before the money was given. Hilkach Lididhu Kansinu, therefore they have a Kenas, Vyachzer Asham, it's a Kesef, and therefore they threw the Asham to the Kesef, and Yoyariv is to give it to Yedaya. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Amar Rebbe, Lidei Rebbe Yehuda, according to what Rebbe Yehuda says, Im Kadmu B'nei Yoyariv V'ekrivu Es Asham. Let's say Yoyariv went ahead and they brought the Asham. When they got it, Yachzer V'yavi Asham Acher. Now this Ganav is to go and give another Asham, right? Because the first one was given before the money was, therefore it's no good, right? As we have seen. V'yakrivu B'nei Yedaya, and then the people of Yedaya have to go and bring it as a carbon because they're now the new Mishmar. V'zachu alalu b'masha b'yadon. And the people of Yoyariv, they are zocha in that which they have. Even though their Asham was brought, it wasn't brought properly because it wasn't, you know, mechaper and all that. They end up getting whatever it is that they, you know, whatever they're supposed to get from it. Lamai Chazi, what is this Asham fit for? Asham Pasul. It's Pasul, right? Since it wasn't brought in order to go and be as its atonement, therefore it's going to be, the meat can't be eaten. Amarava Le'oro in a Chinami, but it's talking meant for the or, for the hide. They get to keep the hide that belongs to those Kohanim. Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Amar Rabbi, Ladiv Rabbi Yehuda, Korn Tev Yehuda, Im Kayim Asham, if the Asham is still around, meaning the first group Yoyariv didn't yet bring it, Yachzer Asham Eitzel Kesef, then it should go to the Kesef, meaning he has to give it to Yedaya. Now, Vahar Rabbi Yehuda, Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Asham Isle, but Rabbi Yehuda says that the money goes where the Asham is, not that the Asham goes where the money is. So why would you flip it around? What are we talking about? It's talking about where Yoyariv's watch, his shmira, is over, and Yoyariv didn't get the money, didn't ask for the money from Yedaya. So what happened was, is you had this Ganav gives the Asham to Yoyariv, and the money to Yedaya, but during Yoyariv, and he let it go without asking for the money. And therefore, he's coming to tell you that since Yoyarev didn't ask for the money during their week, it was like they were mochalit. And therefore, Yehuda is going to be masking that Yediah can keep the money and that it even gets to Ashim as well. That goes to them. Tanya Yedachim, another Baisa. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Lidivri Rebbe Hu, da im kayim Ashim. The Ashim is still there. Yachzor kesef itzel Ashim. The money goes to where the Ashim is. I mean, Yediah has to give it to Yoyarev. Now, Pshita hachi isle. Obviously, this is a pshita, obvious. Right? This is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the first brayso. What's Rabbi coming to tell us over here? What's the hidush? Says the Gemara, no, achim ha'iskinim, what are you talking about? You're going to nafik mishrata dahani udahani. Both of the mishmaros are finished, both Yoyarev and Yediah. But lo tavo, neither of them asked for it from the other one. Like Yoyarev didn't tell Yediah to give him the money. Yediah didn't tell to give him the asham. Well, he was during his shmira. You would have thought that both of them were mochel to each other, and therefore Yoyarev keeps the Ashim, Yediah keeps the money. Kamashmalan comes to teach us, Rabbi's telling us that since Yediah didn't ask for the Ashim from Yoyarev, it goes back to the original din, and therefore Yediah has to let go of the money, and the money goes and follows the Ashim. Whew. Next part of the Mishnah. She'amevi gizelo at shelohevi ashamo. Someone who brings the gizelo before he brings the asham. That means he brings the money. He pays up before the asham. Therefore, he's good to go. But if you do the flip, you bring the asham before you bring the cash money, then no good. Minan immediately, where do we know this from? Amar Rav, Amar Kra, ha'asham ha'mushav la'ashem. Lakoin milvad el hakipurim asher yechupar bo. The guilt payment that is returned is for Hashem, for the Kohen, aside from the ram of atonement that which he gave, which will give him a kapara. Mechlal de ketzereisha, that's implying that the money goes first. Because it says, besides for the ram of atonement, is showing that the money, the cash money, comes before the ram. Amar ahume arbanon larava elameata. According to that, if that's what you want to say, then milvad olas aboker, milvad olas aboker olas demid asher goes to the call. Besides the olas aboker, that is for the carbon tamid, right? This is the pasuk. Milvad olas aboker asher olas demid tasu esela. Besides the morning ola, that it's a tamid ola, it's going to be, you shall make these the talking about the musaf. Does anyone want to say that the Musaf goes first before you bring the carbon tamid, the morning one, Shashachar? How do you know nothing can be before the tamid Shashachar? Nothing can be before it. This is a major throwback to many Mesechtos, Sasan, Psachim, Yuma, Ksuvas. We didn't see it in others, but there are others. How do we know? Tamid Lomar, Ve'arach Aleha Ola, that it says that he shall arrange the Ola upon it. That to showing that after you set up the mizbeach, the ola is you're talking about the tamid. It's got to be brought and put on it before anything else. V'amar Rava, Rava says ha ola ola rishona. Says ha ola, the ola means the first one. Hey hayidia. So how could you say if you want to understand the pasuk the way you did a moment ago, that means we're gonna have to also say the musaf comes for the ola rishona. That's not true. He says, really, I learned it out from when it says, shall provide for him a atonement, that's something which is a kapara, which is speaking in the future, who will give to him, it was something which will bring him a kapara. Rashi says, d'chseb alosh and asid. It looks if Asher Kiper Umasha de Kishe Hashiv Lakoin as a Ashim Hainu Karina Kesef, I die in Lo Keeper, it's still not Mukhbar. That's what he says, Yarmalay, may Asher Yichaper Bo Nafkale, I die in Lo Keeper, but he hasn't yet given the atonement at the time the money is given. So the money is given, and only then the Ashim's coming to give the Kapara. And the last part of the Mishnah, we had said that. Nasan losa Karen, if he gave him the Karen, but he didn't yet give him the Chomesh, read it inside, it says, Nasan Karen Velonas as the Chomesh, ain't a Chomesh Ma'akev, the Chomesh is not Ma'akev, doesn't hold back anything. So now, says the Jimara, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shem Hevi Mi'ilaso Velovi Hashama. Where do we know that if a person, he was over the on Mi'ila, I mean, he used the stuff from the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't allowed to use. How do we know that if he brings his carbon that he's to bring for that? Rashi says, Gabi Nanim and a Hektish Kamar, Karen de Hektish Shemal Bo. He goes and gives that, but he didn't yet bring his Asham. Asham of Loivi Milah, so he brought the Asham, whatever, the Shaloyat, so he's not Yotze. He doesn't have Kapara, Tamad Lomar, Be'el Ha'asham Vinisachlo. And the Kohen is going to give him atonement with the ram of the Asham, and it shall be forgiven for him. Minayin Shim. Right, so it's got to be. Rashi says, "Mashma ein slicha ela b'shneim." Ha'ashem ha'asham keren k'diyolf l'kameh. So it's got to be both of them. Umenayin shem hevi ashamo ad shelo hevi milasa shelosa. I don't know if he brought the ashama first before he brought the mila. You're not going to be yotze. Tamalomer be'el ha'asham ha'asham mikvar. Right, so it says that with the ram of the asham, which is implying that the asham is brought before the ram. Yachol kashem sha'ayel v'ashem ma'akvim, both of them ma'akiv, kachomish ma'akiv, v'chomish asum ma'akiv, tamalomer be'el ha'ashem v'nisachlo. Ayel v'ashem ma'akvim be'ekdish, v'ein chomish ma'akiv. But chomish is not going to be the thing that's going to be ma'akiv over here. V'yilomeid hekdish me'hedyot, v'hedyot me'hekdish. We learn out the laws of hekdish from Hedyot, I mean someone who's doing involved in something hanky-panky with Hekdish, from someone who deals with being a Ghana with the Hedyot, Vehedyot me Hekdish, and Hedyot from Hekdish. Hekdish me Hedyot, the Ma Asham, the Hasam Karen, just like the word Asham there, is talking about someone who steals from a Hedyot, is talking about the Karen. Af Asham, the Hacha Karen, so to Asham, here's talking about Karen. Vehedyot me Hekdish, we learn that. Ma Hekdish, in Chomish Makiv, just like the same Chomish Makiv. Af Hedyot, Nami, in Chomish Makiv, so to my Hedyot, Chomish is not Makiv as well. Hajan Allah. Ha goes a leitim, in the you know what I mean, I guess. We say, Hajan Alach, let's go way back to Tzad Gimel Beis. It's like the Heilige Mishnah, goes a leitim, v'asan kelim, tzemer v'asan begadim, mishalim kishas akzela, bam! Okay, my friends, Mazlum, I'm finishing the ninth parak. We now begin the final perek in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Beep, turn the page. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Here we go. Hagozel, perek Hagozel Omachil. Hagozel Omachil is Banav. Let's say I go and I steal something and I feed it to my kids. V'niach lefneim, or I leave it in front of them and it's still there, right? Rashi says it's kayemis, I'm leaving it as a Yerusha. Peturim Shalim, that is those kids, they are now potter from having to pay. V'im hayadavar sheyesh ba'achrayis, but if something that there's a chrayis to it, hechayav l'shalim, then they will have to pay. That means as opposed to metaltalin, so this is talking about something which is to do with karka, or let's say a house or something like that. Then they would have to go and they have to pay. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Gazel v'lo nisyeishu abaylam. Let's say I go and I steal from someone something, but the owners, they don't give up hope, they're not miyayish. Uba acher v'achlo mimenu, and then someone else comes, a third party, and they go and they ate it while it was still in the rishus of the ganav, Ratzim Yizegova. Now, if I want, I can be gova from the ganav, the robber, Ratzim Yizegova, or I can go and I can get it from the one who ate it from him. My time, and why is that so? Why should it be that the third party person should be chayef? Because if I never gave up hope, then it's still mine. I still own it. Rashi says, it's like he stole it from me. And therefore, I can go out and I can get it from him. We learned in our Mishnah, if someone goes and steals and feeds to his children, or he puts it in front of him, leaves it for the Yerusha, but to a Mishnah, they're part of him going to pay. Oh, do you have to Rav Chista? That kind of knocks off what Rav Chista just said, that if I want to go and I can take it from the third party, but these kids are the third party here. So it goes against him. Amar l'chor Rav Chista. Chista will say back, he tanya he, what's that talking about? L'achayis. That case was only talking about where it was after the guy gave up hope. But if not, then those kids would have to actually pay for it. Ibn Yechlef Neh Betur Mishalim, if they left it from them, they're going to be potter from paying. Amar Rami Berchama. Zosomer, so it means to tell you, Rishus Yoresh, Rishus Lokeach Dami. Meaning, just like if I sell it to something, so too if I'm yorish to my kids, that also it's out of my rishus and their rishus. Rashi says, rishus yorish rishus lokeach dami v'havi alok rishus acheres. V'kevin du kimna l'mas, like another rishus. V'kevin du kimna l'mas nisan la'acha yeyush. Then kanya luhu yas mebe yeyush. These are some of them. They're calling it with the yeyush. V'shina rishus. De'i be yeyush. Yeyush kidei lo. Because if it were to be Yish alone, just that, Kidei, Lo Kani, then it wouldn't be Kani, the Lo Katani, Beturbe Avuhon. So what happens is that if it can't be that he's saying that Yish alone is going to allow you to go and be being Koneh, because then the Ganav himself would be the one acquiring it. So by saying that the Yarshim get it, he's telling us that there's a Shinu Rishus that's going on over here. So even if this thing is still in existence, they don't have to go and return it. Rava Amar, Rishus Yorish, Lavka Rishus Lokeh Tami. Rava says, no, not true. The Rishus of the Yorish is not like of a Lokeach. So the Yorishim actually do not acquire it, and they would have to go return it if it's still there. V'alchamai Eskin, what are we talking about in the Mishnah, which says that they are not Chayiv? Kishalchim, it's talking about where they already ate it, where they already used it, it's already gone. Rashi says, La'achem Misa Sevian. V'nigzal ein yachal l'tovan shari lo gazlu. He can't be tovei of them because they don't have the ones who stole it. Says the Gemara, ay, hamid katani seifa im hayadavar sheish lo b'achrayas chayavim l'shalim. But what about the fact that it says in the seifa that if it's something that's sheish lo achrayas, aka like a land or something like that, then they have to go and they have to pay. That's b'chal d'reisha b'gazela kayamis eskin. And that means you're talking about where that thing is still in existence, meaning both of them are right in front of you, but okay, one you don't have to turn, the other one you do. Rashi says, "Afilo achi hechad la mishum kavod pater lehu bereisha masdisen." So what's going on? Why do you say it seems like you're implying you'd have to return it, but here it says it seems to say you wouldn't. Amalecha Rava, he said back, "Kachi kar." What does it mean to say? If the father left them over achrayas nechasim, like real stuff, that is Rashi's karkos mishalo. Afilu achlu es a gzeila chayavim de ishtabin nechasim davur and mechayim. Right, then chayavim l'shalim. If they left over real property, then they're going to be chayav to pay for the stolen stuff from this real property because it's connected to it. So when it says a sentence, ve'im hayadavar sheish ba'achrayas, it's talking about not the stuff that was stolen, but it means to say the property of the ganav that he left over. Right, so if there was real stuff like karka, then now that becomes a lien during his lifetime to pay back the one that he stole from. Therefore, the Yarshim, if the Yarshim ate up the stuff that was stolen, even though they wouldn't have to pay back out of their own pocket, he could go and take from the property of the father that was left over. In fact, the Gemara, V'ha Masni Le Rebbe L'Rebbe Shimon Berei, but we know Rebbe taught Shimon, his son, that lo davar sheyesh ba'achrayas mamish. When it says, when the Mishnah says haloshen, it doesn't literally mean that. Ela afilu para v'chorish ba. It's even, we're talking about, if let's say this thing that was stolen was a cow, which the Yarshim are now plowing with. Rashi says, kol me'idin shayid the nigzal, chayav v'ma'alma b'gzeel kayam eskinan. Everyone says that it is made that this belongs to the one who was stolen from. You know, he still has to go and pay it. We see we're talking about that it's still kayam. I feel back in the Gemara, I feel part of a chorishba, chamor umechamer b'acharav, a donkey, and he's, you know, he's guiding it by walking along with it. And chayavim lehachzer mepnei kvodavim, they have to go and return it because of the honor of their father. So clearly the Mishnah is talking about over here what? Property that's still there. And nonetheless, it says that the Yarshim have to return it only if it's for their father's honor. But like we said, this goes against Rava that says that Yarshim don't acquire the stuff and therefore have to return it as long as it's still there. It goes against him. What's it going to say? So Rava is masking that Rebbe understood the Mishnah differently. But he has a way if he understands it. So he's going to back himself up. Ela Amarava, Kishachivna Rabbi Oshaya Nafik Levasi. Kishachivna. When I die, wow. Rabbi Oshaya is going to come out to greet me. The Taritzta Masnisin Kavasei. Because I explained the Mishnah the way that he understood it. So he's going to be so happy to see me. He's going to come greet me. That what are we talking about? Rashi says, "Ba'achrayas mamish, u'b'she'in gizela kayemes v'chesur mechsera v'lo muki la b'divrei hamasuyim v'gizela kayemes karebi." Right. So he understands it totally differently. That as we're going to explain right now, the Tani Rav Oshia, hagozel u'ma'achil zbanav. Someone goes and steals and feeds his kids. P'tur min shavim. They don't have to pay. He niach lefneim. If he left it in front of him as a yerusha, gizela kayemes. If it's still there. I mean, they didn't eat it right after the father died. It's still right there. And now the victim wants it. Chayavim, they have to go ahead. They have to return it. They have to pay. Rashi says, Derishus, Yorish, Lavkirishus, Lukeach, Tami, Vyesh, kidei lokani, because a rishus yorish is not considered like a lokech, and yish by itself is not going to be kona. Ein exil kayem, instead of it's not kayem anymore, right? They went ahead, it was there, but then they ate it. Then Rashi says, Sha'achlu achar mosaf, they ate it up, it's finished. But to him, now they're going to be pater. Rashi says, the inu lo guzzle, because they're not the ones that actually, the lo guzzle either, they didn't do anything. So therefore, if it's not there anymore, they are not going to be chayav to pay. Hinich lamavin achrayas nechasim. But if the father left over chayav nechasim, Rashi says, karka mishalo, left over land, that chayav l'shalom, they're going to have to pay from that karka. Rashi says, deishtabed nechse, because there's a lien on that property there. Now, we mentioned earlier, Rav Chisted said, starting with the beginning of the Gemara, that if you have a third party that ate this before the guy was miyayish, then the one who was the victim, he can go to either the one who ate it, the one who stole it, he can go to either one he wants. Now we're going to see, hold on 1 second, that doesn't really work. Amar Mar, Ein Gzeil Kayemis Peturin. We said in the Braisa that if it's no longer here, they're going to be potter from paying. Nemet Havet Tiyufta Rav Chista, that's the Tiyufta Rav Chista, who said that you can go to either one of them. Amar Rav Chista, say back, Kitanya Hi, what was that Braisa talking about? Lacher Yish, that's talking about where they ate it after the guy was already miyayish, and that's why you can't do that anymore. Amar Mar, we said Gzeil Kayemis. If it's there, Chayim L'Sham, he has to pay. Name of Tifta to Rabbi Barchama. Is that Tifta to Rabbi Barchama who says that the Yerusha is a Shinoi, and therefore, since the stuff that was stolen had a Shinoi over here, and the guy was Miyayish, then the Yorshim of the Ganav should be the one who's acquiring it. So why should it be there to return? Is that knock him off? I'm looking at Rabbi Barchama, Kitanya Hi. What was that price of talking about? Beep. Turn the page. Kufya Beis. Lifnei Yish. It's talking about Lifnei Yish. And that's why you'd have to return it. It's not a Tiyufta on him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.